Hello.
Hi, is this Abigail?
Hi, speak in.
Who's calling? Hi, how are you? Good, my name.
Yeah, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing pretty good. You just texted me about the assessment for my mom being a degree.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I just spoke to, they just called. They said that she was going to get 56 hours a week.
Okay, great.
Yep. So I got my nephew's
number.
Did
they call
here.
You or did he come today?
She came out today to do the assessment. She just called
right.
The bank.
Okay. So you said 56 hours. Okay, and did she say when you would get the authorization?
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're
oh, I see her text. I see her text. She said she'll get back to you in about a week, correct?
Well, that's what she told. That was before I just got, that my mom just got a phone call from her. When she
okay,
left
yeah.
earlier, she said she would get back in touch with us, but she just called her and told her she was approved for 56 hours a week.
Okay, she probably, yes, we're waiting for the approval. You discussed 56 hours, and she's probably waiting for the approval from the UN department, which should be coming within a week or so.
Right, so she didn't discuss anything with us earlier today. She just said she would get back in contact with us. So this was her getting back in contact. She never said how many hours earlier. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. When she left my house, she never said, this is how many hours. She just called my mom just now. After I sent
okay.
you a text message and told her 56 hours. That's what I'm trying to explain to you. So
okay.
now, like you just said, maybe it is a week from now, but I'm just telling you, she didn't tell us anything earlier.
Right, so, okay. So, you okay. So now she's saying 56 hours, but she's still
mm-hmm.
getting an approval. She needs to send in that request to the UN department, which gives
okay,
the final
so
authorization, which usually comes
mm-hmm.
within a couple of days. I would say a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, that's fine. So, my nephew said that, I sent you the text message that my nephew said that he'll just use the company, your company as well. So, what do he have to do?
So he, you and him will both be the caregiver, correct?
Yeah, he'll do, since it's 56 hours, he can do 40 and I'll do 16.
Okay, so what I'm going to have to do is, can you give me his name and number so we can get in touch with him as well?
Yes. I'll text it to you.
Okay, amazing. That's great. Okay, so then let's be in touch, okay?
What you say?
We'll be in touch then. I'll let you know if I get the authorization and let me know if the service coordinator reaches out to you as well, okay?
All right, so what, as far as the onboarding, is there like a class or something that we got to take? And if so, is it online?
Sorry, can you repeat yourself? I couldn't hear you there.
Yes, I said, that's okay. I said, as far as the onboarding, is there like a class that we have to take or orientation or something? And if so, is it online?
No, so it's just some onboarding requirements, maybe some tests that you have to take, like vaccines.
Yeah, she sent me
all
of that.
To make sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Monica should will send that over.
Yeah, she sent it to me. I was just asking, is there anything like we have to like come in the office for or anything, or is everything just done over the phone?
No, not unless there was like a vaccine you have to take that you would have to go to the doctor for, but you wouldn't have to come
all
in
right.
to us. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
And can you tell me how much it is an hour so I can let my nephew know?
So, yeah, once we get the authorization, then, like, we hear the exact approval of hours, then we'll know exactly what rate it is. But,
okay.
Okay?
All right, have a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.